You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Tomorrow doesn't have to be just another yesterday.
Hello and welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about focus. About what we focus directly relates to where our life is heading. Where we focus our energy directly relates to our mood, our life path, our direction, our successes, and our failures. You know, it's interesting because it's not until you catch yourself in a situation where you're either blindsided by something or you're pretty much discombobulated to the fact that all you can do is focus on that particular situation. And usually when someone's blindsided or something happens that's out of the ordinary, we usually talk about it in context of not being a positive surprise, right? I mean, a positive surprise is not like you're over there going, oh God, that was so positive. Oh my God, I don't know how to reset my life. No, it's normally when something out of the usual takes place, something overwhelming, this could be anything from drama to a death in the family, to a loss of a job, to just straight up not feeling good. You know, a lot of times we don't know why some of our friends are down in the dumps. They're upset, they're angry. Every time you talk to them, there's something else that's happening that's even worse than what happened yesterday. And, you know, sometimes you can sit there and be the ear and listen and give them the confidence and help that they need. And sometimes you're just sick of it. I can't stand this anymore. I don't want to listen to you. Oh, I just don't want to listen to you argue and just whine. And oftentimes we don't really realize where it's all coming from. And we do have some friends, and I'm sure you have some of these friends that you can probably think about their names immediately when I bring this up. Some friends we have, we love them so much, we just don't want to spend time with them. We love them as people, hence why we don't get them out of our life. But we don't like to spend time with them because every single time we're around them, it just seems like it's doomsday all over again. And I got some friends like that, and I'm sure you do. And, you know, God bless them, but everything is negative. Everything is awful. They're a complete victim. And usually, it's the same types of issues all the way around. For most of us, though, we're not that extreme. For most of us, we have good and bad situations. We have situations that arise that we weren't expecting, and we have to deal with them. But sometimes, in the process of dealing with things, we can get overwhelmed. We can get stressed out. We can forget where to focus our energy. And we can forget because we're so engrossed and enmeshed in the situation that we don't realize how to refocus and what that refocus will do for us. And I recently was in a situation where I realized this is a show that has to be done. And so tonight I've decided to really focus on this because I think whether it's through work or marriage issues or relationship problems, stress on the job, the loss of a loved one, moving, drama, there's all kinds of different things that can come up in the middle of our normal life. And I think for the most part, most of us have a decently normal life. I mean, if you really think about it, yes, there's ups and downs. Yes, there's some crazy stuff that you do. But for the most part, it's pretty normal. In a good way. Not in a boring, oh my God, you're so normal way, but in a really, really good way. And so because of that, we're so unaccustomed to having things kind of blindside us. And so I want to begin tonight by really talking about explaining first off how what we focus on directly relates to our emotional well-being and directly relates to where we're heading in life. Because it's interesting. A lot of times we don't realize how important it is to have an emotional equilibrium well-being where we're feeling good, we're good. We might not be great, but we're not bad. We're good. We got a good beat on things. And the first thing that we have to focus on, I think, and I don't know about you, but this really connects with me, is my mood. When something happens that takes your life off target, it affects your mood. It affects your emotions. And think about it. I mean, oftentimes when a client comes into my office from the therapist's perspective, when they usually are smilers and there's no smile, the shoulders are a little, they're kind of slouching. And one of the big telltale signs is when somebody completely sits in a couch where their head is almost an equal distance from their legs, meaning that they're completely slumping into the couch, or they're sitting almost in a fetal position, and I've seen that before too, more times than you think. And I'll ask them, how are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Well, to me, it looks like you're basically fighting for your life right now, so fine. I'm not really sure about fine. Do you want to change that answer, or do we just go with that BS? Because that's totally not real. And our mood is affected when we're affected by things. And I think the beginning of the situation is that we are resilient. And because we're resilient, we don't really feel that certain things can affect us. We feel as though we are Hercules. Hercules, 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 or Hercules. You know that? I am hardcore unaffected by absolutely anything. Well, you know what? That is just not true. We're all affected to some degree or another. And some of us are really good at masking it. Some of us are so good at masking it, we mask it from ourselves. Think about what I just said. Some of us are so good at masking our moods and our feelings that we hide them from ourselves. And so somebody asks us how we feel, we're like, yeah, we're great. When we're sitting in the fetal position with our arms wrapped around our legs, kind of swaying back and forth. Perfect, never been better. I mean, think about it. And I know that's an extreme example, but you can extrapolate something of that into your life, either now or in the past. We've all had situations that take us off target and affect our mood. And that's why in one of my latest books, I talked about, you know, standing in front of that mirror. Standing in front of that mirror and really looking in the mirror and looking at yourself and smiling. And not a fake smile, not a I just got new dentures smile. Nothing like that. I just got new braces smile. No, the smile like, heck, I'm having a great time and I love life. And really giving that exclamational smile, you know, the one that has the exclamation on one side or the other. One's upside down, one's not. You know, that's what they do in Spanish. Yeah, see? I know my language. I know my linguistics. Serious though, think about it. Looking in that mirror and really honestly smiling. And really focusing on that smile and focusing on the muscles in your face and really focusing on yourself. And eventually, just over time, it just has to happen. I know this sounds wild, but you actually do, if you allow yourself, you actually do feel better. But the reason why I talk about that is because sometimes things can happen to good people. Sometimes things can happen to you that you never expected. And a good example is a breakup, a loss of a job, a loss of a family member. You're not expecting it. And even if you are expecting it, because maybe Uncle John's been extremely ill for a long time, it's still not easy to deal with. And I'm not going to talk about death and dismemberment tonight for too long, but I really do think that sometimes there's got to be shows and there's got to be content that talk about real things for real people, right? And that's what this show's about. Real things for real people, real topics, real content for really awesome people. And think about it. Our mood directly relates to how we feel, how we walk around, how we show ourselves, how everything about our mood equates to how people feel around us, who comes up to us, who doesn't walk up to us, who wants to speak, who doesn't want to speak. Think about it. All these things directly relate to our mood. And our mood directly relates to how we communicate how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about others, because when you're in a mood where you feel like you've been taken advantage of, for example, maybe lied to, maybe bamboozled. I love that word, bamboozled. Not to be bamboozled, I just like to say the word. And, you know, when you've been bamboozled, for example, you look around at people very questionable. I wonder what they're going to do to me, too. I just got screwed over yesterday really, really bad by some people I thought were my friends. And now, what's that person going to do? Because, you know what, I don't feel very trusting right now. Think about it. When was the last time you were in that situation? It's happened to most of us, right? And some of us tend to overcome that, let it go, move on, while others of us focus our energy, constant energy, on that problem situation. And that's the key. That's from A to B. You know that, and that's how we either continue down a certain path or continue up a certain path. And so stay tuned. When I return, I'll be talking more about that path, that life path, and that direction. Check out AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. For that matter, you can spell it any way you want. It'll take you there. Tweet me right now and tell me what you think about this show, and let me know some of the things you do to overcome a negative mood. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time, and be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're focusing on focus. We're talking about focus. We're talking about how and what we focus on directly changes our life, good, bad, and indifferent, and the mood that's created from what we focus on directly relates to our life. And you know, oftentimes we have situations that arise that we aren't waiting for. We don't know what's going to happen. There's surprises. Either you're brought into some drama that you have nothing to do with, or there's a death of a loved one. Perhaps you lost a job, or perhaps there's something else, like maybe surprise pregnancy that you weren't expecting, and you know that you have to make some major life changes. What about somebody came back into your life that you were in love with, and they left you before, and you're wondering if they're going to leave you again? Don't know if you should open up your heart. Maybe somebody stole something from you, and not only did they steal that item, but they also stole your trust. There's a lot of things that can happen to us in a day-to-day situation that can really go a long way to taking us off of target. And what I mean by target, I mean by the proper direction, our life path. I often find that when drama rears its ugly head, when, you know, something surprise, but not a good surprise, or even something that's really life-changing comes around, it can really go a long way to taking us off of our path. And I don't know about you, but I think I have a good idea. Is that, you know, when you formulate a concept of your life, and you're working and striving to do something, to go a certain direction, to work on certain things, to direct your energies in certain ways, when we get off target, it literally takes and puts everything in a holding position. It puts everything into a holding position, which causes kind of like there's a lot of things that happen at one time, okay? So first of all, you have the chaos. You have the chaos of the change, the overcoming of that sort of situation. The second thing you have is, I think a lot of times we often get lost. We start having feelings of feeling lost with no direction. And that's normal, because we've actually stumbled or walked off the path for a little while to deal with something that we either had no idea we needed to deal with, or something that we're not accustomed to, or something that scares us. And it seems like we're missing and losing our way. And so that feeling of lost goes a long way to kind of feeling almost depressed. You know, oftentimes clients of mine that have attention deficit hyper disorder or ADD have a tendency of feeling depressed when they aren't getting things done, when they're not accomplishing things, when they're not focusing on something, being able to focus on it till the end, getting it taken care of, and wrapping it up. And think about it. So even if you don't have ADD, okay, at all, when you do get off your life path and you get shuffled into another path or a holding pattern, we can feel very lost. And that goes a long way to actually starting symptoms of depression. Because all of a sudden we're feeling like, what the heck is going on? Okay, I had all this going for me. You know, I was getting to work on time, really, really focusing on my job, feeling good about my work ethic, what I'm bringing to the table. You know, one of the biggest things, too, is that we have our life, like, we all have our life, kind of our routine. And when that routine gets a little out of whack, when it gets changed, it can be very scary. I mean, it's not like we're like our dogs or pets, but if you think about it, our pets are very routine type animals. They have a routine, they're very much in a routine, and that routine is part of their life. And when you offset that routine, they become lost. They don't really know what's happening, and they're kind of don't know what to do. And much like them in a small way, we're very similar. Just like humans, right? We're not a big fan of change, okay? We're not a big fan of change. And I know that change is a big deal, okay? I mean, a lot of us, I mean, I don't mind certain changes, but certain changes, I'm like, whoa, wait a second. How am I going to wrap my brain around that one? And think about it, when it's a change that's been caused by something that was outside of your ability, that causes that stress, that causes that depression, that causes that loss feeling, all based on that change that at the beginning is not a positive feeling change. So we have this change. It's not, if it was like really positive change, it wouldn't be a big deal. Like if you, I mean, to a little degree, you would have to have kind of a correction. So let me give you an example of a positive change, okay? You go to work one day, your boss asks you to come into the office and they said, we're bringing you up to vice president. We're taking you from management to VP right now. You get the corner office. Life is good, okay? That's what I consider a positive change. However, with that positive change comes obviously the change part. And, you know, the resetting, you know, knowing that certain things are going to change. Certain relationships might change at the office. Certain responsibilities might change, as well as maybe your hours might change. Your travel might change. The time that you have with your family might change. Okay, that's a positive change, but even with a positive change, right, it still can cause stress, kind of a chaotic feeling. It might even make you feel a little lost in the beginning. And I like to also think it might make you feel a little overwhelmed. How am I going to make this work? How is this going to fit in? But bigger than how am I going to make this work? And I think that's the key, is that often, because we're so used to our routine and what we've already figured out, trying to make this work gets a little overwhelming. Now let's look at what I consider a non-positive change. A non-positive change. Now, there might be a silver lining. And in the end, usually these things work out if it's done in the right way and if it's for the proper intent. So let me explain something real quick. Even though certain things can look as non-positive change, sometimes those things can actually work out to our benefit. More than likely, most of the time they do. It just takes a while to see it. In the beginning, we're like, God, why? Why'd you have to do this to me? I'm a good person. Come on, please. Why? I feel like I'm being, you know, I don't know, profiled here. But let's go back to the concept of the beginning of a non-positive change. So instead of being brought up as VP, getting that corner office, getting that job you've always wanted, it's the opposite. Your boss calls you into his office and says, sit down, we're going to have to let you go. for whatever reason. And we're giving you a few days' notice to pack up your office. And we're either giving you severance or we're not. Or we're going to, you know, pay you salary for a month or two or whatever. Or we're not. And that, to me, is a non-positive change because, first of all, it's a change. We know that. Second is it's a chaotic change because it causes stress. It causes a feeling of being lost because maybe you've been going to this office for 10 years. You know, maybe you're the one that brings the taquitos in from Whataburger. Okay? You know everybody. You're friends with everybody. You have a good beat on things. You have a routine in life. You liked your job. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But the thing is, you didn't even have to like your job that much. But now you really liked your job and you're really sad that you lost it. Or you're just really downright angry right now. But this type of change can cause depression. And as same as the positive change, it has you thinking, how am I going to make this work? What about my responsibilities, the family? How am I going to do this? When am I going to go find another job? How am I going to get out there? When am I going to write my resume? How is all this going to come to pass? And those are the things that go, oh my God. Because those are the things you weren't ever thinking about. Those are the things that you weren't ever thinking about. And that's what gets us. Those kinds of changes that come out of the blue are the changes that can derail us from our life path. And those types of surprises might actually benefit you in the end, okay? But in the beginning, we don't really see that. You don't really see that. When somebody basically comes at you fighting with you in the office, and you have to go to HR and basically get them removed or have some sort of conversation where they, and everybody knows what's going on. The last thing you really want to do is this, right? It's not what you want to do, but there might be a silver lining that comes out of this because you don't really know what's been happening before. You might be safeguarding somebody else in the office, but bigger than that, you know what? You're taking up for yourself. But a lot of times, these things do not feel good in the beginning. They're not what we love to do. Even if we're in the right, we feel weird about dealing with these issues. Because it's a change concept. It's a fish out of water concept. It's not what we really love to do. When I return, I'll be talking more about outcome, about the positive, the negative, and about our thoughts. Because, you know, thoughts do become things, and what we focus on becomes bigger and bigger. And it's like you have to take away your power from things, disconnect that, and move to something else sometimes to get things to go back to where they need to be. Stay tuned. Check out the website. Check out Live Your True Life Perspectives on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Live Your True Life Perspectives has their own iHeart station now. Check that out. Go to iHeart.com. Put in the search engine Live Your True Life Perspectives, and you'll find all the podcasts there you can listen to on your phone. And don't miss the AshleyBurgessNetwork.com, where you can go and get jump drives and CDs, audio CDs, for your office, place of business to play in the background instead of music that doesn't work. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time and, well, be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Yes, tonight I'm talking about focus, and what we focus on directly relates to our life, and what we focus on can be magnified and can cause more chaos in our life and can cause us to be more stressed out. Let me give you an example. I recently had a client come into my office a couple days ago, and a situation happened at work where another employee just lashed out at her for no reason, just started screaming and yelling at her, and then later on in the afternoon was in the parking lot yelling at her again. And, you know, we've gone through the proper channels. about reporting that and such, because you can't just let that go on. Even if the person's going through some stress, that stress needs to be identified. Turning the blind eye to people that are under that much stress or duress or that imbalance is not a good thing. It might feel like the easy way out, but remember, it's this world, it's not all about you. And the last thing you want is somebody else wreaking the havoc or something worse happening. And so my client went into HR and discussed the situation. And when she came in here, we talked about it into my office, not in the studio, but into my office. And we talked about it. And the thing about it was, is she was really focusing on it because it really, really scared her. It really took her off guard. It really scared her. She's a very nice, quiet person. I wouldn't say keeps to herself as far as like distant, but she's very friendly, very nice to be around, and just an overall good person. And I told her, I said, you know, I understand it scares you. And it takes some time to overcome something like that, like a surprise like that. It's scary. But I said, you know, as the more and more you dwell on this, the more and more you focus on this, the more stressed out you're going to become. But I think there's even more to it. So as we focus on things, if somebody's done us wrong, or if we're focused on an attitude of a person or whatever it might be, the more we focus on that, the more it kind of is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, that person might act out more. That person could be even ruder. But the biggest thing is that it creates the stress in our mind that is a problem. It creates the stress in our mind that becomes a problem, and we can't seem to think about or to focus on anything else. And think about the last time this happened to you. And it might not have been somebody yelling at you. It might not have been somebody accusing you of anything, but it could have been something that literally you're going through life. Things have been really good. You've been really focusing on your career, your family, whatever it is. Really, really feeling good about the space that you're in. Really feeling good about the level of the direction you're in and really happy about that. And really just feeling good about it. And all of a sudden, something comes out of the blue. And this is often when these types of things happen. And it's hard to recenter ourselves. To recenter ourselves because we're off balance. Because something happened, it's almost like taking the earth off its axis. You know, think about it. You're let's just say that you're Mother Earth. You're balanced, right? And all of a sudden, you know, something, you know, a tornado or a hurricane, whatever. But think about the situation and how it feels internally in your body, in yourself. And we have a tendency of focusing and micro-focusing on the situation at hand that causes great distress. And the sad thing is that we could have been really creating something amazing. I mean, some of you might be writing a book that's going to change the world. Some of you may be doing research on cancer treatment. Some of you may be helping children learn how to read or helping the homeless. Or some of us just might be living a normal life, but doing what's right by people and really being there for other people. And when you get sidetracked with focusing on the crap, it changes your direction in life and it offsets what you were doing. And what I found is the only way to really begin to overcome these situations is to recenter yourself and to almost, and it takes maybe a few days to do this because you got to go through the process. And unfortunately, even if you're dragged into a situation, you got to go through the process, see it for what it is, let it go, overcome it, do what needs to be done on your end to, you know, to basically safeguard yourself. And then and only then, basically reset. And what I mean about reset is this. We begin by resetting in the fact that go back to, what is it, a week ago or 2 weeks ago when this all began, and really focus on what you were working on at that time. Some of you are very clear-headed on this, but others of us aren't because we've been so stressed out about the situation. And one of the best things you could do is go back to your calendar. Go back to your calendar 2 weeks ago and really look at what you were working on. What were the meetings? Who were you talking to? Who was involved? What Were you really working on? What was the direction of the work? So forth and so on. And really refocusing your energies back to that. Almost doing a reset to the time right before this situation took place. And it really does go a long way to working. I've tried it myself, and I've recently tried it again, and it did work. And you might have to try it two or three times, but one of the things that really set with me is that I opened up, I know I'm old school. I keep a written calendar of all my appointments and so forth and so on. So I always know, you know, who's coming in for therapy, who's coming in for coaching, but also, you know, the shows, when I'm doing the shows, all that kind of stuff. I keep that written down, but I also keep down my meetings, appointments, certain specific calls. And it's good because you can look at that calendar, and maybe it might be on your phone. I mean, most of you are probably very calendar phone savvy, and so you have it on your phone, and I get that. That's cool. I'm still going to hold back on that for a while, just like I'm going to hold off on a self-driving car for quite some time, if forever. I believe that driving my car is a right. It's a human right that I will keep for the rest of my life until they don't let me drive anymore. However, go back to that calendar and begin to really look at what you were doing, even hours up to the situation. And I usually like to retrace my steps that way and then reach back out to the people that I was in communication with, maybe perhaps the folks that didn't respond back to my messages, that sort of thing, and really focusing on that angle. And it's gone a long way to patch up the time that I feel like I was off target, and I call that the time that I lost. Because oftentimes, we lose time off of our life path when we get segued off. And I don't know how to regain that time, but I do know how to make it where you lose less of your time. And that's what we're talking about today, right? Because I don't think you can reset the clock, but the quicker you get back on the path, the quicker you get back on the path, the quicker you get back to satisfaction, to less chaos, to minimizing your stress level, to not feeling so lost, right? To not feeling like you're in that holding pattern. And you know, I want to really focus on one thing right now before we go to break, is talking about thoughts or things. And I know that I've touched on this subject before because it's such a big subject, thoughts or things. And I know some people go, oh, what are you talking about? And that's why, because thoughts are things, that's one of the reasons why I really like to never, well, not never, but don't often ever focus on worst case scenario. Because, you know, worst case scenario is one of the things that could actually happen. And when we focus on the worst case scenario, we can focus on a lot of problems and issues in our life. And I don't like to focus on that. I like to focus on best case scenario. I like to focus on what I can do, and I like to deal with what I can control and not really focus on what I can't. And when we think certain things in our life, whether it's that we are happy, whether we're unhappy, whether we'll never be happy, you know, I have clients that come into my office often that are like, you know, I'm never going to meet the right person. I'm never going to meet the right person. I'm always going to be single. I'm never going to get past this. This is going to affect me for the rest of my life. And it's like, my God, I mean, you just created this prophecy. I mean, what we say, we subconsciously create. Some of us, we consciously create it, right? And then we live by that mantra. And I've had clients that have come in saying, I'm never going to be married. I'm doomed to walk this earth alone. I'm never going to be in a relationship. I'm never going to find Mr. Right. And it's like, well, you're never going to find Mr. Right with that attitude because you've actually said, I'm never going to find them. It's not available. You've already said it. You've already created it. And the more and more we create that and solidify that thought process within us, the more that thought process becomes what? Reality. It becomes our honest, genuine, directed reality based on what's in our mind. And remember, our mind is our government. It's in charge to some degree. Our mind is the dictator, right? and it tells us who we are, what we are, who we're not, what we're not good at, what we're bad at, what we need to be ashamed of, and what we'll never, ever have. Remember that. When I return, I'll be talking about ways that you can refocus yourself in your life and offset the negativity, the energy suckers, and the problems, and overcome those situations and reboot, reset, and get back to living. Check out the awesome videos on AshleyBurgess.com. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, Monday is motivational Monday. Wednesday is great because it's Wednesday wisdom. I'm going to put up a few new videos up here soon on energy, exercise, and working out as well. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time and be back this time in two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about what we focus on directly relates to where our life is heading. What we focus our energy on directly relates to our mood, to the outcome, to the situation, to who we are, how we feel, our stress level, how lost we feel. Are we in a holding pattern? All those things. And so how do we offset these radical changes? How do we offset these negative changes, basically? Even positive changes, like I was talking about earlier. You know, you go into the office of your boss and they bring you up to VP, but you realize that your responsibilities, your hours, your travel is going to change, and you're overwhelmed a little bit with how to make that work in your honest reality right now with your family responsibilities. Or, you know, a non-positive change. Boss calls you in the office and tells you you're fired. That has a whole other set of chaos, stress, maybe a little depression, maybe feeling lost. What about dealing with drama? What about dealing with some sort of issue that comes out of the blue that you're not expecting? The death of a family member. Think about all these things, the loss of a job. I mean, there's a lot, or just like positive changes like the expectancy of a child, but wondering how all this stuff's going to come together. Maybe you've made a change in your career and you're happy you made the change, but at the same time, things aren't happening as fast as you want them to. Maybe you believe in a higher purpose and a higher cause, but not everything's coming together the way you thought it is. Trying to feel a little depressed, a little overwhelmed, hoping that things will actually work out. So right now I want to give you some options, some great ways of getting your life back on track, recentering yourself, and getting back to living. And I think the first thing is accepting the situation. Accepting the situation goes a long way to overcoming it. And realizing that this too is normal. It's normal to feel this way. It's normal to feel lost. It's normal to feel stressed. It's normal to feel as if you're in a holding pattern. It's normal to not know the direction. It's normal to be off your life path, okay? It's like, I think a lot of times people go to doctors because something happens, like they feel weird or they have a pain in their leg or a pain in their head or a throbbing, and they go, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! It's an aneurysm. Well, no, it's really a sinus headache. But if you knew that, you wouldn't go to the doctor if you knew that it's normal to feel this type of pain behind the eye that causes this, and that's the symptoms of sinus headaches. You know what I'm saying? That's why we look at WebMD all the time. Come on, I know you do. I know you do. You might have found a better website, actually, but you know what I'm saying. But to accept the fact and to realize that it's normal to feel that way begins to go, okay, goes a long way to feeling safe. The second is to come up with a solution for the situation and follow through with it and working toward it. Okay, some of those solutions could be long-term solutions. Some of those solutions could be short-term solutions. And the biggest thing is doing what you can with the power that you have and using it for the most good. Okay, oftentimes we get stressed out about the things we can't control. And I think that really, really stresses us out and goes a long way for us feeling a little out of sorts. And so I'm not saying focus on that, but better yet, focus on a solution that you can work on to create. Because that's what's so interesting in life, is that we have the power of certain powers of ourselves that we can actually use. And when we actually realize that we do have certain powers and we actually really focus on that power, we can focus on in a way that we can create an amazing solution for the situation and begin to kind of work through it. And the solution might take time, and you might have to go down different avenues to find that solution, and you might have to talk to several people about it. But once you do, you'll feel a lot better about it, you'll feel good about it, and you'll feel good about the direction that it's going. You know, the next thing is to reset and to refocus your energy. Reset. Oftentimes we don't realize that. We just keep focusing on that narrow, dark hallway of the issue, the problem, the situation, and it gets a little out of control, and it gets a little stressed out, and we keep focusing on the worst case scenario and what could happen and what could be the problem and what could be the situation, and we get stressed out. And we can't see the forest through the trees. And so instead of seeing all the other glorious things in our life, all we could see is this negativity and this problem and this energy sucker and what they're creating in your life. And it's time to reset and really put them in the proper light. You know, when we give too much power to things and we're focusing on something so much, we give it more power than it deserves. And it's like we create an out of crazy, whacked out monster that is really co-created by our energy. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you went to a dinner party or an event and somebody that's not a very friendly person, you said hi to and you really went out of your way and they basically really blew you off? And you're just like, what? And you just fixated on that all night long. You fixate on that. You get angry. And how much stuff did you miss out on at the event because you were so fixated on that person that you knew was kind of off anyway, but you fixated your energy on that, and it seems like even every time you saw them at the event, it just made you even madder. And I think we've all been there before, but take the situation and make it a bigger situation. Make it a real situation. And when we focus our energy on things like that, it really takes us off target because we don't have our energy to focus on other things. Oftentimes, I find that women more than men have a tendency of focusing on what a man that they're dating does and doesn't do. And this is a big focus platform because oftentimes when folks are dating, I men do this sometimes, but not as much. But women have a tendency of, he didn't text me back. He didn't call me. I haven't heard from him. And they overly play this tape back and forth in their mind. And they're at work and they're absolutely getting nothing done. All they can think about is that so-and-so didn't call them back. What does that mean? Does that mean that we're breaking up? Does that mean we're not going out? Does that mean that he's seeing someone else? Is he already cheating on me? Oh my God. And see, all that focused energy on that small situation takes their life off target, takes them off their life pathway, and causes stress and chaos because all they can think about is, why didn't he text me back? Why didn't he call me? Why? Why, God? And I'm not making fun of it, but I'm saying we've all been there before to some degree or another. And the more we focus on it, the more energy we give it, it seems the farther out that situation is. It's like the more energy we give it, it's like they know. And it's like they're going to be even worse, or things are going to happen, or they're going to be even more radio silent. And I think when we reset ourselves, and one of the examples I gave earlier was right before the situation took place, go back to your calendar, however you keep it, whether it's written down or in your phone or digital or whatever, or online, and see what was going on right before then. What were the meetings that you had? What were some of the meetings that didn't follow through? What were some of the things that you needed to get done? What were some of the responsibilities that you failed to get done? And really begin there and make the calls you need to. Set up the meetings that you want to. Get the work done that's left standing that didn't get accomplished right when this stuff took place. And you're going to get your life back on track pretty quickly. And when it seems like you start refocusing back on the negative, really put things into perspective and say, okay, what is that focus on that doing for me? Is it helping my life or is it hurting my life? Is it getting in the way of my prosperity? Is it getting in the way of my success? If you answer yes to both of those, refocus, repurpose your energy. And I know that there's still going to be a little energy left over directed toward whatever negative change situation you're dealing with, but try to minimize as much as possible, because the least amount of energy that you're focusing toward that situation allows for more energy to be really focused on the positive situation and allows you to get back on that life path. Last but not least, check your thoughts and balance yourself and realize that this too shall pass. Check your thoughts. Realize that thoughts are things. The more we think about in a negative light of certain things, the more negativity we'll feel, the more negative things will happen. The more positive, the more enlightened we feel, the more wisdom, the more enlightened we are, the better it is and how we get back to living. And that's what's so important. That's why I do this show, Perspectives. That's why I created this show, is to help you really focus on your life path and to be honest with yourself and to realize that things happen, bad things happen to good people, but we can correct it. We can get back on the situation. We can get back on our life path and we can create that outcome and have that amazing purpose that we've always dreamed of having. Check out AshleyBurgess.com. Listen to the show on Spreaker. Listen to Identify Radio out in the UK as well. Radio Monterey. There's a list of stations that love Perspectives. And guess what? I love you. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time and... Be back this time in, well, be back this time in three shakes.